Vincent Malley's group home was among the more than 2,000 residences destroyed or deemed uninhabitable on Long Island because of Hurricane Sandy. He's been living in this Red Cross shelter here at Nassau Community College, where he tells me life is one day at a time.
We all came here, and it's been excellent. Yeah, these people are excellent.
Yeah.
Thank God for them.
It's been a huge help.
Right.
The Red Cross has really helped get you through this part of it anyway.
Thank God for them.
Molly is among about 100 storm victims staying at the shelter here on Long Island. The hardest hit community was Hempstead, with more than 1,000 residences destroyed or unsafe to live in. On Long Island, Mike Zaranax, WCBS 880 News.